from our New Englandville studio. And as always, say good morning and welcome you to another edition of your program, Good Morning Salon, where they meet you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Today on Monday, 30th January 2017, and where they bring this edition of the program to you, my name is Ahmed Sise.
And me na Khadija Bangura, good morning. Inside the program this Monday morning, as the chairman for the Constitutional Review Committee don't hand over the CRC final reports to the president, the Attorney General and Minister of Justice don't say, government don't set up committee we go look inside this report and pull nado the government white paper. The Business Development Office and the Salon Stock Exchange say, by the end of 2017, but 10 more new company them go join the stock exchange markets in the country. And today, inside the program, the presidential youth aide, Ali Conte, go talk about the work way the office they do and waiting governments they do now for improve the condition of living for the young people them in the country.
Well, this and other story then day for you inside the program, plus the Salon Road Safety Authority don't go open the office in Kailaun, also then go the license motorcar and motorbike them. Walk about safety for you inside the program, so no gonna wait. Continue for listening as we live on air on 98.1 FM and online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. When I buy courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. Remember, say you go also get to live on Facebook, now Facebook page, Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You ready to listen to the program, can be part of this program by where you go send message to the number 077-981-981. The number for send message to again at 077-981-981 or drop a comment on our Facebook page. We will look at them. Now the studio this morning, we want to welcome Ali Conte, we are the presidential youth aide. Good morning and welcome to the program, Ali.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you very much.
All right. As you're from Wella idea, so for talk about waiting and waiting in the door as presidential youth aide, and from the third appointed to now, waiting and waiting you don't do so far and plan for do for young people in the country. We will come back to you, Ali. Continue for the waiting.
We will continue with the program, Good Morning Salon, and now we will look at another issue in the program this morning, outside over the weekend. The Rotary Club na Freetown go give 6 million yen check with other things them for it and close them to all people they wait up na the King George the 6th home, where the Salon Society for the Welfare of the Aged they run. Waniga Oja Bidede and he put this report together.
Well, now so old people them na the old people's home na Grafton. We welcome member them na the Rotary Club of Freetown. Where we go na the club for go rub skin with them old people ya, and serve give them copper and other thing them for eat. George Lewis na the president for the Rotary Club of Freetown. We talk about the thing them when them go donate to the old people ya.
So we bring 3 gallons of 5 gallons of palm oil, so that could be 15 gallons in total. We get 2 5-gallon of oil, cooking oil. We get 7 bags of rice. We get 1 Christmas hamper. We get plenty, plenty, plenty old clothes them. Some new ones as well. Then, and shoes and handbags. Okay, clothes. We get sardines. We get sugar. We get mayonnaise. We get water. We get lunch or meat. So when I go discover me, when I can bring present for me, I know by left for let and tell me all what they bring. So we go left hand, when I say go discover what they bring. But in addition to all of that, we also bring 1 check. I don't know that I go hand the check. So to Mrs. Dean, on behalf of the Rotary Club of Freetown, we are like for present to you this check of 6 million.
Wow. George Taylor Lewis same way so be talk about the reason we make all 10 and kingi support to them old people ya.
We don't come out, sound ourselves don't come out, and we go reach who sound ourselves don't reach. We dey pray God say we all go see old age, and we hope say when we self reach with old age, we'll get the same facilities them, people that we go remember we, people that we go they care for we, people that we go they take time for see say we self get smiles on the face. So now make like we come. And we gladly foresee how the place stand, all side fine, all side clean, not so possible for spend in old age. Possibly old, not for days, days, or side, where nobody not remember them. So as Rotarians, we get old people then our heart. A part of the service we would render to humanity for take care of old people. And that make we come.
The admin officer and the Society for the Welfare of the Aged and Adin say the support come the right time because he say the home don't they get some challenge them. Where with this support, then go able for solve some of them problem them where them be get.
We always look forward to this visit, but this particular one, it grand, it really grand. Although every year, I don't remember all the other years when they don't come, but this one, big pass all the other years, and we're always grateful when they can come. What make I go say big pass all the other and then? Because even the president come, with so many other members, and we hold position at the Rotary Club, where they come, they look and distribute vests, give the residents them and officers them, where everybody puts on. You self can see how we all look good. Yes. As I don't say, now the finance now have a problem. This wire don't come in very handy, so we're not wondering say, for pay February salary. Because January we don't clear. But February coming, now we all head been on the young, say, we'll go get money. But with this one now, and I know say, some other people in the out there.
And the same way so we end up calling Soriat organization them for the member them because he say plenty tenant can get challenged with copper business.
Well, we main challenge now finance. Because without that we're not able for pay staff regularly and pay staff we commissionate with the type of job we then they do. So now that China we main. So yeah, it's as anybody out there we get bank account number. Anybody can walk into local commercial bank and ask, say, you want to pay any amount of money into our account. We will welcome that. But for foodstuff and other things, we still welcome anything where anybody gets. Make anybody out there just think of if you're running a home, you get your old person, where you take care of what you go need, you bring them.
I be same way so talk to the old people, them will benefit directly from this support. And this now waiting they say.
So very, very happy. So appreciative of them. At a time like this in this country, all the year, but people hate people. Here is love demonstrated to us. Not in words, but in action. You get them?
Yes, sir. We tell you Naboku, thank you. We pray that God will add more funds for our funds that we don't take for send for we. In the name of Jesus.
For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Waniga Ojade report.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue. Be part of them. Send message to the number 0779-81981. Drop a comment on our Facebook page. We are Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. One more thing at the studio, I want to welcome Ali Conte. We are the presidential youth. Good morning. Welcome to the program, Ali.
Good morning, Ali.
Yes. To start with, you see last year, October, the president appoints you for be the presidential youth aid, the second one after we if don't make the last one be Minister of Youth Affairs. So tell me, which in this appointment be mean to you first?
Well, first and foremost, for sure the commitment way His Excellency the President H. Dr. Anesbai Koma continue for getting young people in, because the previous holder of that position they deem him fit for appointment as Minister of Youth Affairs. And then he decides say that particular vacancy they not go left, so let he repose in confidence in me for go serve that capacity today and for see how best I'll continue the mandate where the previous holder of that position they been get where that for bring the activities of the president to young people and also try for bring the young people closer to the office of the president.
So how far one don't go with that mandate today from the time where you take over?
Yes, we don't try for do a lot. I guess when I understand, say, when them give me the responsibility for act at that capacity, we will get some challenges them where the country be they go through serious economic challenges and you be they get things of coming to demonstrate or blah blah with things them way they affect the young people and out there. So like my responsibility was for try for see how best for reorientate and explain to the young people them the activities them and the plans and programs them way the government they do, especially the office of the president. So we've been trying for see how best we can collaborate with the line ministries them. We're responsible for youth affairs where now the Ministry of Youth, where the current Minister of Youth Affairs now be the presidential youth aid, and also the National Youth Commission. We hold a lot of programs them wherein we try for talk to the young people them for use other means for see how best not to for the complaint but let them self contribute towards the development of this country. And as I tell you, the young people have been listening and we don't they see some positive steps them with the young people and don't they take, especially with regards to them engaging in agriculture, because we all will agree say one of the big problems they face the young people in this country now issue of unemployment. But we get for look at the things them again where they lead to unemployment, wherein you ask whether the young people and get the required skills for let them get this employment or whatever things them where if you say them we able to undertake so that themselves will be respectable members of society. So we don't see majority of young people and they don't call me in certain programs them where they move to agriculture, because agriculture are the only way out for let this country for be self-sufficient in food and also create employment for the young people. And
just Ali, we can talk about the issue of unemployment, particularly we get for the youth them, because that's a one major concern. But before they appoint you for be presidential youth aide, you now being the national, the APC Youth League Secretary General. Now where they don't appoint you as youth aide, you don't left that position, or you still they act in the two positions?
Yes, of course. The previous holder of this position was the president of the APC National Youth League before they appoint a minister of youth affairs. Now the current president of the APC National Youth League, and also me now being the secretary general, and the president did my necessary for appoint me as presidential youth aide. So as I talk now, I'm the current secretary general of the APC National Youth League.
So you and Green holding two positions, you think say you go able for deliver effectively?
Of course, it's up to my boss winner, His Excellency the President, to appoint me, because I get plans and programs and I always ensure say I put my priorities the right, and for ensure say I not see how best I compromise my responsibilities as presidential youth aid and also Secretary General of the APC National Youth League. My programs and they carry on and I meet with the young people and we get the intention for be members of the APC party, and also for see how best are they dichotomize the activities as presidential youth aid, because that responsibility they but cut across the political divide.
Yeah, and I'm kind of that question I just want to ask the issue of you as Secretary General for APC Youth League, and at the same time you now the presidential youth aid, how you able for cut across to other youths and other political parties in the capacity of presidential youth aid? We don't go look and say, ah, this is not just APC youth and business, because even before now, we don't get that kind of complaint. They say the youth aid, presidential youth aid, number of APC young people, they look at.
No way, that one is unfortunate. One thing, when they appoint me, we see the all political parties, youth association, they go in a state house and go try for congratulate me. And even before my appointment, I began to work more actively with the all political parties, youth association, when we begin to get meetings. Them, the first time we even go get meeting was the SLPP office, so we reception, it was very good. When I no less a person be host the All Political Parties Youth Association, but Musa Peter Moegua, we are the young generation leader of the SLPP. We left there, we go to the PMDC office, when I no less a person be hosted by the current Secretary General for APIA, when I'm Moses Wule. We left there, we go to NDA, UDM, and the other youth wings them of the political parties. So we relationship as young people, now the political party, all political parties, youth association, is so cordial, because normally when we the hear, but things them of political violence when I youth them, because for some of us, we can surprise at how that did go happen. Because just few days back, I was with the youth leader of the ADP, the Alliance Democratic Party, when Asuma, they frequently with the discuss, and we discussions normally they look at the general issues where they face young people. When we come to political belonging, then we can discuss that. But my activities as presidential youth aid not ever try for compromised neutrality with regards to political differences, and my activities as Secretary General of the APC National Youth League. I get plans and programs the way I know they really compromise the neutrality of my office now.
Conflict of interest now one way go they come up frequently. Now with the approach election year, and most of the time them we can see how youth them can involve themselves with a campaign violence. You na Secretary General for the APC Party Youth League, and again you presidential youth aid, in case conflict of interest arise, how you go manage her, Mr. Conte?
I hope that situation did not reach at all. The fact of the matter is, the constitution of this country make and clear say each and every citizen get right for belong and associate. We are one of the things and the way we get. But as I say, I get roles and responsibility we clearly define as presidential youth aid. And I get roles and responsibilities we clearly defined as Secretary General of the APC National Youth League. The issue of conflict of interest, I hope they not arise, and we will see how best we will address them if it try for come up. But my activities, as I say, they look across the broader spectrum where they affect young people. You now agree with me, say, all the issues them where they affect young people and at the APC, now the same issues that they affect young people and at the SLPP, the ADP, UDM, to name but a few. So for say you get for a conflict of interest in addressing young people, me know they do, I mean, they look up to that, because just a few weeks ago, the National Youth Councils, when at the government structures, then they work with the Ministry of Youth Affairs and the National Youth Commission. Then the one for go show appreciation to His Excellency the President about the activities them what His Excellency don't they do towards the promotion of youth activities. And then me get on to me, I consult the Minister of Youth Affairs, and he give me the go ahead, say, book an appointment for let the young people get the opportunity for interact with His Excellency the President. And as I tell you, then come out there, we are very, very much determined and hopeful with regards to implementing the programs, and this is my own role and responsibility for ensure say the young people and get unfettered access to the office of the President and see how best they interact with them.
So as it is now, na two offices you dey run, one na State House and the other one na the APC Party office as a Secretary General.
Yes,
how
course.
You can balance your work them?
Well, as I tell you, I get lay down plans and programs where they do for the purpose of this particular for I know how they do and how they go about them. But there is nothing like conflict of interest with regards to the office of the presidential youth aid and that of the APC National Youth League. I get me we how they go about the programs them. Yeah, they ensure say the APC young people them whenever them programs and they come, they make sure say I make myself available and try for deliver the things them more than they
quick,
ask.
For. Quickly before we go for another issue, the issue of conflict in the youth sector. It done not happen even with the previous minister in the aspect of the youth commission, the Ministry of Youth, and the youth aid. Since you're closer to the president, what do they do for you to make sure, say, since we all work towards young people and interest, everybody able for work in the interest of the young people?
Yeah, we can understand, say, in the economic world, you know, say resources, they always scarce and the demands, they always they come. So in the events where people and fed over the limited resources, you get for the expect that one, especially where everybody gets a mandate for deliver, or get for the getting conflict, then they. But as far as me concerned, the issues, then they we not go do away with it. As long as we come up from diverse background, the way how me they understand something, also the way how you self they understand. So conflict, then normally bound for come in, but the way how we were able to handle them or how we address them, they show which kind of mortal man the way we be. And I don't try for ensure say then issues then the way don't they take over the issues of the young people, we don't they lay them to rest, because we they work in collaboration with all the sectors and we're responsible for address youth issues. We're not the Ministry of Youth Affairs, the National Youth Commission, and the Office of the Presidential Youth Aid.
All right, continue for the return of the program. In name na Ali Conte, in the Presidential Youth Aid. Continue for those who can talk about the plans and programs for young people in the country. But from the youth aid, we go now. We say at the social media over the weekend, we get plenty message concerning the health of the Salon Ambassador to China, when Almami Pikuma. We make over the weekend the WFP pull a statement. We say then calling attention to post with the Google on the social media, say a man no well. Say they appreciate the journey concern them, but say people want for politicize the man in sickness. Well, with all this, people still concern and they call and they check on the health of the Salo Ambassador to China, winner Almami Pikuma. Well, on the line now we get Almami Pikuma, Salo Ambassador to China. Good morning, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Radio Democracy. Good morning, fellow civilians.
Yes, sir. To start with, we don't get so many messages that go around social media concerning your health. What actually happened with you?
Well, on Friday morning at about 11 o'clock, I get a stomach attack, stomach pain, and I report in the hospital at Blue Shield. They examine me through some tests and release discharge later after those tests. And I continue the test on Saturday morning. So my stomach pain has been there.
All right. So you concerned, but the way how the social media, you know, the reports they go around the social media concerning your health?
Well, yes, yes. In the sense that they over-exaggerate what thing happened to me and begin to suggest a number of things were not pleasant. Some even go ahead and say, I don't die, but I thank God that I'm still alive. But also when they begin bringing some political insinuations that this will happen, that will happen, it's very unfortunate that even on health issues, people will try for bringing politics and rivalry and bad heart and are not left for find themselves in that kind of situation. They don't let anybody mention me under such circumstances. It's very unfortunate.
So in terms of clarity, because we get conflicting press releases, even from young people, on waiting actually.
Pardon me?
Hello? Yes, I say in terms of clarifying the issue, we get conflicting press releases, even from young people, maybe one for come out to explain to the public what in the actual situation, you know. And you don't say you get some problem with your stomach. What in your condition now?
Well, as I talk to you, I feel much better. I'm there at home, and the release of what my wife makes, now I'm the most valid, you know. I'm not going to ever go to Kabbalah. I'll never be admitted in the hospital. I go to the hospital, I come back the same day. I go for a test, and I return home, and I'm there for take medication. And I speak to you, I feel much, much better.
So in terms of the politics, when I play, where you say some people want for bring politics into the health issues, you know, this in any way go reduce, you know, the speed way beyond they go with in terms of your political career?
No. I just usually funny games them. People like elect for set fire, for concoct. Ideas were not correct. And as I say, when person wants to talk about me, let's say the correct thing. And even if it appears in my favor, I also want to let it be the correct thing.
Right. Well, one for wish you speedy recovery. I hope say you're better and able to come back to your foot and go about your normal business.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And I want to thank all my who sympathize with me during the illness and those who express concern. But I also want to appeal to them and they would send information not correct. Let them please stop, you know, fine.
All right, plenty, thank you. In name na Ambassador Almami Pikuma, in the Salon Ambassador to China, as you hear from that interview there, say they are in us and they don't better and let people not try for politicize in sickness over the weekend. The program Good Morning Salon, they continue.
And we still get the presidential youth aide na the studio, Ali Conte, there this morning. They talk about the work where the presidential youth aide they do and so many other things that we get for do with youth them na the country. We continue the program and now they look at another material. As part of the government in priority now for make ministry and agency them, devolve them, function them to the local council them, and self open office them, we're going to make people access then service them without the no camp free tongue. This don't make the Salon Road Safety Authority SLRSA don't go open the number 9 sub office na Kailan district. Suleiman Storm Koma be na Kailan Usa SLRSA go open this office Friday, January 27, and he put his reports together.
To give license to drivers and for test them and make sure say them professional before then they give them license.
That's na Leonard Balegun Koroma, Minister of Transport and Aviation. Be they talk about the work of the SLRSA as if they open the sub-office of SLRSA we will serve the people of Kailahun District. Where it be they talk about waiting the law say for let people license the motokade and self get license the term the way they drive. Reverend Michael Samura, when at the board chairman for the Sierra Leone Road Safety Authority, say all driver and riders them for abide to waiting this law say.
Everybody, when they drive motorcar for their license, when they ride bike for their license, and it's fine for let we go by that law day, so that we go stand tall.
For make people see developments in the community, then can be happy, especially the one the way they head them. For this make, the Member of Parliament for Constituency 001, Honorable Tengbe, tell him people them about the importance of waiting make them for license. And self, ask the Salon Road Safety Authority for open more office them na in district, especially na the border area.
That license na in you permit for make you work and a treat. That license na in the show say you qualify for drive, for ride bike. Madam Evie, we tell you plenty thank you for the initiative. Let God help you, may you do more. We go and make you go open for we want na kwendo. Now the border yanda.
Inside Iyon Talk, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Maya Kaikai, say, in government in plan, na for make sure say, development, they all sign na the country. And this, na just one party plenty thing, where the presidents don't do for the people them of Kailahun District.
Open I am today, then I just one of the things that we President Koroma promise you that the government will be the government. We will bring governance and everything close to the people. That's normal. It's a normal. All things for day, or Kenema or McKinney, but it will bring an Kailan self so that the people then will stop for the go all the way in a Kenema and Freetown for go get license.
Way in the talk, the executive director for the Salon Road Safety Authority, Dr. Sarah Bendu, start for talk about the importance of the road sign them. As he say, that's not team with driver and people where they use the street for Sabi. And for make them do this, they're for able understand the road signs them where they in the streets.
Because the road sign where they see, it is speaking your language to you. When you look at it, they tell you what's next day ahead of you. So now respect them and now keep them. Not a furniture. That's the way they speak to we all. And we are not pull them. We are civilized people them. And that civilization, they go to everything we count on the road.
Dr. Sarah Bendu continue for talk to the people them of Kailahun District but how important for make them get license. And if them pay for them license them, waiting themselves go do as way for develop the country.
They expect, say, all riders Nayaso go license. License and bike, and then self get rider's license. If you have vehicle owner, make sure so you vehicle license, and you self get driver's license. And why make it important for make we license? Not only for collect money, but now for make sure so we able for maintain the roads.
Education, now one way plenty people can say, necessary, especially for the first time where people in this abyss something. This the executive director for the Salon Road Safety Authority say, go be them priority, as they no go begin for enforce, pass they don't get sabi, to driver and rider them, on how them for use the road signs, and self, waiting them for do within the drive. Self, get strength to the school picking them, for Sabi the Road signs them before they begin enforce the law.
Before we start enforcement, I for educate una. We got for can teach una, educate una, no, na get that knowledge. How for use then signs they also. And how you as pedestrian, are you for worker, na the road. As I don't say, by the time the road they done, na different thing them.
Where the gi in keynote address, the Minister of Transport and Aviation, Leonard Balogun Koromah, talk say, this na just one, but the plenty other office them, where the authority get intention for open all over the country.
And because of free tournament we've been there, principally or mainly, we be aggressive with a try for decentralized this service to all the district headquarters towns, even in Freetown, forget that the east, forget that the central, forget that the west, and forget that Lunga as well.
As this don't make the number 9 office where the Saloon Road Safety Authority don't open now in the country, and with 3 more, we soon then go open Namagboka, Kabala, and Lunsa, go continue for get strength to the decentralization process where the president and the government say they want for achieve. Sulaiman Storm Koromah, Radio Democracy, the report.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now me back, now you back, now we back. Saloon Commercial Bank. Now me back, now you back, now we back. Saloon Commercial Bank.
People's Bank.
People's Bank.
Oh yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
Saloon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value. Delivering value.
We they drive customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence.
Excellence.
Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values. Count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic. For sure. Count on us.
Now we back, now you back, now we back. Saloon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
The program is the listener. Good morning, Salon, and I meet you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Be part of the program. Send message to the number 0779-81981 or drop a comment on our Facebook page. We're now Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Remember to also be live on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Courtesy of Osiwa and powered by Africell. We will bring this edition of the program to you. My name is Ahmed Sisi and
Mina Khadija Bangura.
We still get now the studio Ali Conte, Presidential Youth Aid. Earlier on, we be the talk. You say you task now for bring the presidency to the young people and take the young people and closer also to the president. But let's look at how you're able for do that one day in this short time where you don't come in. We tell you the tangible things we're able for do for let young people access the presidency.
Yes, I guess when I agree with me, say before now we don't get a rampant and unorganized way where young people we don't try for access the presidency, especially His Excellency H. Dr. Nesbai Koromah. We things then be they happen, small thing will happen, you see a lot of young people they say will they go to the president, they have a sad way of going to the president. Now we don't because of the creation of the office of the presidential youth, then they see the president now, then they meet with her and talk with her. But in an organized manner now, regardless of your political ideology or your organization, as long as una come the way we them they expect una for let una do am, una they contact the office of the presidential.
Which way then they Ali? Waiting at the procedures if somebody want pass through the presidential youth aiding office for get access to the president.
Yeah, but the procedure is not too much because the, you know, young man with the issues of young people that thinks them way. Then you will sleep today and wake tomorrow. You get young people and get issues. We'll not get too much protocols. Come to my office, and when you meet me at the office, I will ask you waiting at the problems them what you get. Because if there's something we get for do with the Ministry of Youth Affairs, I'll talk to you. Say they'll call the minister. This particular thing where you feel say you foresee the president, you don't need for see them. Go to the Ministry of Youth Affairs. The minister will see how best you address them. Or if there are issues them like for that, I guess all that groups they recently we want register then community based organization. Then say they want can at the office. office of the press and say, no, this not what the president gets for do this particular thing. Go to the National Youth Commission, you they meet the desk officer there, and when I see how best when I go talk to and register on our organization.
How you can able for assess the issues them where the youth then can put before your office for say, okay, this na issue for where the president on need for see and talk with the president, or this na issue where na the National Youth Ministry for handle or the commission.
Yeah, well, some issues them they were related to security and the well-being of young people in a certain community where we they get tension between them and other stakeholders in the community. If we see say they were not only way the president see them, then that issue they will be able to address. Then we can ensure say and make the necessary request for let His Excellency the President meet with them. Like we they follow the T-way they go on a Kabbalah where the young people let me get misinformation about youth village or no youth village. We went to Kabbalah during the end of the year 2016, and I'll be able to interact with the youth then at Kabbalah, especially the organization where they represent them when at Kabbalah District Youth Council, and I'll be able to talk to them with me officers there, and then tell me some of the things them way they get, and the issues they're not being too strong. Then just say they want me to the president, let them get one or two words from the president.
You bring in the issue of waiting be up on a Kabbalah, Usai will be see youth them being go out and Usai life themselves being lost. But now one than the way people begin to blame Una, where they in charge of youth affairs, begin now from the ministry taken at your office, where people not been see Una come out like with a position.
A position in the sense, because maybe they all over the place, all over the media for ensure say for calm the minds of the young people. If you then get any problem where a justifiable for let them take actions, let them use the appropriate authority or let them use the appropriate mechanisms them for address them problem. But let I continue again. We go to Kabbalah at the end of this year. I meet with the young people them day, me and my team, and they make a request for meet with His Excellency the President. And trust me, after that particular meeting, we see they invite His Excellency the President for go commission the youth training center and Koinadugu District, Kabbalah Town to be specific. And during that program, the young people, where the president don't address them with regards to their roles and responsibilities as young people to this country and then district in Koinadugu District, we see them being asked His Excellency the President for extend in the hand of mercy and the regret of waiting them in do will lead to halahala in September na Kabbalah. That particular thing, the most of the people them we been there at the hall be really really come in and try for ask the president and the justice sector for let them say how best and go pardon the young people them and then show remorse and you see sincerity from them, because immediately after that interaction me don't go Kabbalah back and we don't see the young people them now they really they collaborate and with the authorities and with the for let them ensure say Kabbalah become developed.
The commitment to the president we make to young people in our parliament some time back, you know, plenty raised the hope of plenty young people, especially we say Ngole in life for young people. And most of them commitments and they don't arrest now you and the other players, them, the ministry and the National Youth Commission, then shoulder.
Yeah.
But the issues of young people, them still there.
Yes,
we no need for go far. We even go out of this studio, go meet the issues of young people as you begin to highlight unemployment, lack of skills, you know, education and that kind of things. And recently, to the time where that Kabbalah incident happened, we see other incidents happen in Mwamba, the issue of violence among young people. So waiting are you plans them towards the issues and the how you get new ideas there, you get new programs where go how to go fit in into the national plan where already maybe the ministry or the youth commission they think of.
Yeah, well, like I say, be role now for take the office of the president to the young people, and we are necessary to take the young people to the office of the president. And just this weekend, I've been in Waterloo, where I meet with the wounded in action, and I meet with youth groups, the Okada Bike Riders, Market Women, attire-based organizations, for really tell them about their roles and responsibility. Yes, His Excellency the President, don't say he ready for lay in life for young people, but wait now the role and responsibility of the young people again. So are they on an aggressive
outreach? So do you feel saying that now the responsibility, the roles and the responsibilities of young people in this case?
The government don't create the enabling environment. Say His Excellency the President don't make the commitment ready for.
So what's enabling environment?
The enabling environment is that the Ministry of Youth Affairs, now a special ministry where they look at the activities of young people across the board and even go with the National Youth Commission, where then they for come up with programs them where young people them will be capacitated with regards to capacity building and also prepare them for employment. When one of the challenges that all the young people, and again, when you go out there, you talk to the Okada bike rider, you talk to the market woman at street, you even talk to the other groups that will not get no skills at all. Some of them will tell you, say, especially Okada bike rider, and what they say, test, they no employ. Because then just feel, say, employment are government they create them. Not no, you say that you Okada bike riding way they do, now some form of employment. Anything where you they do, where they bring money to you at a particular point.
But with that kind of commitment, government will provide employment, but will create the atmosphere, at least for give the training, the skills, and to the necessary skills to the youth, and so that when the job are available, they will qualify for or will take up the jobs.
That is exactly where the National Youth Commission they do. You will agree with me, say just few months ago back, the Obasanjo training center na Waterloo, then go award certificate them to youth them who don't go through skills training in various fields, then go give them certificate so that they prepare them for the job market. At the other side, again, you see the government, they put things them in place, especially the creation of the National Youth, the youth village. We are in them then institutions, then they, when they go don't come up, I think the issue of capacity for the young people no go be a problem. But as I say, my own role and responsibilities here now for ensure, say, I engage in a vigorous outreach campaign to young people, for tell them, say, you, the government and the president don't create the enabling environment for let you able learn something at the end of the day, whether government employ you or not employ you, get the skills so necessary for let you start something for yourself, because we don't follow most of the people, and we don't make them na life in this country, they not go through government hands at all.
Continue for day with Twin at the program. In case you just tune in, you dey listen to Ali Conte in a presidential youth aid. Then at the program this morning, it dey talk about in roles and responsibility as a presidential youth aid and SEF, how he go able for bring the youth them closer to the president in office. We dey continue the program. Good morning, Salon. It dey come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. If you get question, send them through the number 077-981-981. Or you go on our Facebook page, Radio Democracy, safe, you get the opportunity for watch the program live now, Facebook broadcast, and we website again, www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. We will take this break and come continue with the program.
The method for storing health records is about to change forever. Is your hospital, clinic or health center up to date? Health Connect is Sierra Leone's electronic medical record system, which enables healthcare specialists to digitally maintain and store patients' health records. Health Connect provides a secure environment, is easily accessible, has a simple data entry system, and can schedule appointments and update prescriptions and results. These are just a few of the benefits of Health Connect. You can afford it, so join the health admin revolution. To ensure that you offer patients the very best service, sign up to Health Connect today. For more information, click healthconnect.sl or call 030 or 044 432 584.
We dey continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. It dey come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Well, now we dey look at the constitutional review process. We now one power headlines to read them. After over 2 years, where the constitutional review process, we been give the responsibility for look back inside some section them, now the country 1991 constitution, and self the Peter Tucker report. The committee don't finally do them work and don't hand over the final document to President Kouma. Well, for know how the process been turned like for the chairman of the 80-man committee, Justice Edmund Cowan, explaining experience to Mabel Kaba. Also, he said the greatest challenge where be one and bug in integrity. Now, where he says some people be begin question the process.
Now, been a big experience for me, you know, because for making chairs work like that one day, where you are aware, say, now the supreme law on they try for work on for the whole country, you know, and I feel good again because of the people that we have been work with, you know, for manage motor man there, you know, easy, especially in situation like that one, the way you get now be a mixed bag, you know, you get politicians, you get lawyers, you get civil society, you get other people, then professionals, and then kind of, so you just get for blend well with them. You get for know what you to do. You get for know how to handle them.
Being a mixed bag, as you don't refer to them, what are some of the lessons them where you learn now the whole process?
Well, one of the things we learn really now, the fact that anything we then do you for do, not for do them with all your heart, you know. And one of the things they gave away Alan is that it's not easy for deal with people then. You know, and Alan say, when once you did not the public domain, you're not public figure, you for learn for be patient, and you for learn for accept anything we meet you in the process. And but the one consoling factor now the fact that you for always try for maintain your integrity. And the way we well-meaning people will not they look at you, not for allow yourself for let anything pull you come on another line.
So you been get any challenging moments during the process where be one for shift you from your integrity?
Yes, I mean, incidents then they were.
You want for share them with me?
Well, I mean, incidents in there like this last what they call where we all been don't agree on what really happened there. All of a sudden, accusations begin fly left, right, and center. What they say, I don't tamper with documents. I don't mean a dictator. Mean a this, you know, all that thing there.
So how you be able to manage that?
Well, the only way I be able to manage that for to try for show sincerity, and that's within some people they say not to. So maybe now when we hold the last meeting, then I invite me colleagues, I say, well, now so if not so on, I don't say on, I appoint one partner make a chair at this particular meeting, because if the accusations then are against you, you can't be judge and jury in your own cause. For president said, I said, this man, me, from where he started this work, I mean, you know, ever. See, doctor, and I mean, they talk and who they go around with people, they say, oh, sometimes government want to interfere with you. I say, no, me, I don't know for other person, no, but me. One day, president don't pick up telephone or call me through somebody or this, that, for make me, and himself talk and we not discuss anything about that document, because now work he give it. So when he give it the work, he come out inside, he go see door, he say, we not try it.
So, Justice, during the process, you be the head of the whole committee, you get the member the way they look up to you, and serve the general public. Any decision day where you be make or take where you regret?
I don't go see a decision the way I take where I regret. Because then decision the way we take, not only one taker. Now by consensus, now we all take up. But me not regret the process.
Any fear the way they get, say, something along the line, now we didn't try to forget the process done for let we get the white paper, we go for go parliament before we talk of referendum. Any fear they say something will happen along the line, like somebody go put something we wanna not put and say it been there, when I get a fear day?
Now that document there?
Yes.
No, I don't get a fear day. That, you see, it's not easy for change anything in that document there, because as I tell you, the records then they will get tape recordings of the final meetings that we will hold this, that. And then we get the last meeting where we hold, I think it was in around the 18th of November, after them political parties don't raise that protest. We get there. Then they say, we refuse to give them the document, but they not be asked. But when they ask, we give them. They look at them, they sign them finally. Although they make some comments later, where himself we put her name.
So
you know,
us,
we put her name. So
us, what
I know, I don't get, I don't get fear at all. My mind quite clear, my conscience quite clear that the mandate of president will give it, all the things that we be asking for, look at, so that anybody or any institution or this, that is just a national document.
That's now been the chairman for the constitutional review process where be the carry on at the country, Justice Edmund Cowan, be the talk to Mabel Kaba, but how the process been tell, like any experience as chairman for the CRC process. Well, as all this they be, Mabel Kaba be same way so talk to the Attorney General and Minister of Justice because the CRC don't go and over the final draft document to President Kuma, and we be make Mabel Kaba talk to the Attorney General and Minister of Justice for talk about this stage with the document they now.
After the presentation, His Excellency, the very next day, summon an emergency cabinet meeting for lawable seat and form a subcommittee for discuss the constitution. Now this subcommittee now go make recommendations to the full body of cabinet. Then we go issue a white paper. The white paper now the acceptance of government on what are the findings and what we believe as a government good for the country. This white paper now in the law officers, that is this Attorney General's office, go put together and we present to Parliament for make law. And Parliament therefore make the law, then you go back to the people of Sierra Leone for their voice in a referendum.
But AG, this stage where it is so now how long it will get for take? Now the big question where Salon people go ask.
Well, as you can see, after the presentation to His Excellency the President, the next day the President called an emergency meeting for discuss this issue. So you can see the anxiety on the part of His Excellency the President to ensure that the process moves forward and move forward very fast. And as I tell you, we worked late even yesterday, and as I talk to you right now, myself don't form my own committee in my office when a specialized group will look into all the issues where there is and the recommendations.
Now, what is the makeup of the committee where the President don't set up for look into this report?
It composed of cabinet ministers and those with the experience in constitutionalism and those with legal profession, and then everybody can volunteer. It's an open body. It's a cabinet decision, and yes, it's cabinet members. Then technical persons could be invited as and when necessary.
What's in then the watch for?
Well, we look the whole report. As you can see, the whole report, not to alter it necessarily for the inside constitution, get for daily. Now, the aspirations of the people. As a government, we get for look which we will afford, which we will put in place, they're waiting the people that will believe say nine they will need as a government. Now go inside this white paper. And I believe say we will look at a number of weeks for we'll finish this process. And we believe we may have the opportunity to conclude it before the elections and the people's voice will be heard.
Well, that's now the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Joseph Gerard Kamara. They talked to Mabel Kaba inside that interview day. But the stage outside the document, where now the final draft of the Constitution day now, where the chairman bedo andobagi President Kuma. We they continue the program. Good morning, Salon. It come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Still in the studio, we get Ali Conte in a presidential youth aid there this morning. They talk about in work and how it go ensure say for coordinate the affairs of the youth for letting go able for reach the president and his Dr. Anes Baikoma. But they continue the program and now they come back to you, Ali Conte. We all know say the issues of the youth now one way plenty. They get so much concern them with them want to let government help there with. Particular way after we President Kuma be don't go make commitment to the youth them now one part in state opening speech and a parliament who say they go lay in life for the youth them. And the president be don't make the youth their expectation don't high on so many issues. The issues of job now one way now great challenge for the youth them now the country. If you come on a street, you go see young people and they all over they now get to them, they try for search for job. Where you don't take up now the office of the presidential youth aid, how you go ensure say the youth then get job, especially in the private sector, for let them go open hands for the youth them and employ them?
Yes, as I say,
His Excellency the President, just recently again we're going to Parliament, he say in commitment to the young people of this country, he say he still maintain and he not change at all. Now make he still they go out for ensure say he create the opportunities and provide the enabling environment where the young people and they use for let them empower themselves. One thing we meet decide for do now for ensure say we meet the private sector and other government departments and agencies them for see how best they go create opportunities for the young people, especially in capacity building, because the problem where we get here now that the young people normally they cry say they not get work, but some of those young people who they cry say they not get work, you ask them say who's work we learn and not learn nothing but a one job, and are the responsibility of the authorities then for provide that necessary training for the young people so that at the end of them will get a job. I go now go transport, you know, say Ministry of Transport, the department when I go transport gets a sector they where then they train auto mechanics them. People can just when they talk about go transport corporation, if you say that for one transport no more, boss them. If you go there, you get, they get a whole department when they train young people for let you be a train and qualify auto mechanic. People they don't know about that one. I go there and try for negotiate with the general manager. And at the end of the day, then tell say let young people and go there and go train them for be proper fitter there. We go get certificate with them, we will apply for jobs.
But so, Ali, even then jobs there where you they talk about. So if I can take your mind back lately, we don't they see some posts them even before you be the presidential youth aide. Some posts there will be they go on social media and that then jobs there or any opportunity will come for youth them will just they pick out certain APC youth them or youth them won't feel say they support on a political party and create jobs for them.
Well, my office not a look at that one. Maybe certain away I've been there as Secretary General of the APC Youth League. But since I go now the office
of the Secretary General,
as Secretary General of the APC National Youth League, my responsibility now for ensure say I seek the welfare of the members of the APC National Youth League. But as presidential youth aid, I don't get anything where they look at the winner party. For ensure say I follow the line of His Excellency the President, where they address the young people of this country, you know, say APC, SLPP. They say the young people of Sierra Leone. My own role also now that whatever opportunities where they out there, where they come to my office now for look at them and distribute them equitably for let the young people of this country benefit. Now that we they look at. Recently, just few days ago also, I get a training where one of my partners from the UK, when they come up from the University of Bath, they can't say, they don't see Sierra Leonean young people and they apply at the university for postgraduate studies. But the way and manner in which they get the we young people and I want to graduate, then get the ideas, but the way and manner in which they can put the application together and not can appropriate, so most of them not can get the admission into the university. So what he explained to me, he said, make a see how best he will get it train some people and we just don't graduate. I don't even look at party issue. I contact the president of NUS. I contact some youth organizations, then let them come with a number of 30 young people and when I graduate then for train them. And then we are trained for see how best. Then they put them CVs then together and apply na their university there. So we know they look at colors at all. We they follow the pronouncement of His Excellency the President and the examples and we don't they look at.
All right, Ali Conte, Presidential Youth Aid. Continue for the with we now the program. Good morning, Talon. Well, if you get question for Ask the Presidential Youth Aid, send them through the number 0779-981-981. As we get in at the studio this morning, it go answer and address all una concern them. Where una go send through that number day. Well, now na time for love, we relax and listen to music.
This is the time when a man and man should realize that the youths and youths need justice, and it's time to move. And Babylon, remove.
Youth man, move. It's how the youth man move. Youth man, move. It's how the youth man move. Youth man, move. It's how the youth man move. Oh, God. Youth man, move. It's how the youth man move. Youth man, move from off the street. Come, let's find something to do. Instead of leaning on
Pharmacy Board Saloon, don't take notice, eh? Plenty people and now they sell medicine at ticket 50 fata. And most of them medicine and they can be medicine where they smuggle and a counterfeit medicine. They can bring and come down illegal way so they get for smuggle up. And guarantee no they say, not good medicine. Plenty of them medicine yasu, they not but keep them under the right condition. They can they all then a sun and some them medicine and they can not expire self. But tap that, counterfeit and expire medicine they kill. You go just they waste money they buy medicine back. And think say the medicine they work. You were to sell medicine at treat, but no say it is against the law for sell medicine at treat. If they catch you, the law will bet you map. So pharmacy board saloon, they advise you where to buy medicine at treat. Say it's not good for buy medicine at treat. Oh, Lonta, now pharmacy board saloon, they bring this message come to you.
Program in the listener, good morning, Salon, and I meet you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Be part of the program, send a message to the number 0779-81981 or drop a comment on our Facebook page. Well, from the music and that short message here from Pharmacy Board, where they go now, the SLPP, was over the weekend, the one aspirant, where they now for B-Flag, and the Salon People's Party, when Dr. Kande Kole Yumkela and the KKY movement, we all won joggings yesterday, when Sunday 29 January, was them. Jog from Conti 3 to Lumbly Beach in Afriton. Dr. Kande Kole Yumkela starts to explain to Usman Kamara more about this.
As una know, they concentrate for get the flag bearer of SLPP. So my first plan now na for begin campaign. And to una see where my company self don't go around the country. The people they welcome are all over. Peacefully. Me self they can begin go around the country now for go tell we delegate they are do. Peacefully. No confusion, no for they because we don't allow other people there. Second, I they prepare my manifesto right now for tell Salon people how they change this country for them. What I mean by hope, opportunity, and transformation. For there we end corruption. Corruption are the biggest killer in this country. Second, how we go diversify this economy, let it begin grow back. 2 weeks ago, I go through the north. And they see where people they struggle. I want change anything in there. So economic diversification important. Number three, the social sector, health and education. We need for invest in that side and there. Of course, you know, say me na Mr. Energy. If you don't get light, if you don't get energy, not you know they work. Even in hospital, you don't have intensive care. The machine they hot. But not anything and there I don't do around the world. When I see where President Commission Bankasoka recently, it take me 6 years for bring that project to Kanaya. Now, the next 8 weeks, now for campaign Tranga Tranga one. And for make sure say me party begin get justice.
Okay,
no.
So why una decide for organize this kind exercise?
This exercise, una no say me regularly the job overseas, also I don't they run now for about 40 years. I believe a healthy mind in a healthy body. Plus you need well body for do anything. Whether and the demonstration I do show me now we don't 57 now. But they run. I don't work and run from cutting three. That's almost 6-7 miles. For sure, youth man then say you need for do this. For let you be healthy, even old people, you need for be healthy, but also for inspire them. Say nothing, no impossible. Is this on their old mommy? We fall away. For tell them, say all you need now the willpower, the courage, the strength, and the inner fortitude. Now the same way with the change salon straight okay. To the youth.
So you plan for organizing kind yes. And other side of the country?
Yes, very soon. And I go around the country, I go campaign big time. This country, then say one, we own motto now we party. One country, one people.
Okay. So what you make you different? Person than the other flag bearer them with the one and contest for the position.
Look, the fact that we all the contest means say we all na courageous people. It means say that we all inside we self believe say we can lead this country, but we are all not the same. We all get different capabilities. I am convinced
at this moment of time in Sierra Leone, I am the most qualified for many, many reasons. Yes, I don't serve in a government. Yes, I don't do global leadership internationally. But that internationally include Africa, include Salon. Me, by all, na few day, maybe one or two of the contestants, then don't try for run elections. Me don't run too successful international election. I win them with landslide. I know what he mean for campaign. But we own for campaign on ideas. They know they campaign because of you tried. Then they ask you, what do you they plan for do? Now that narrative there, I want change. And right now, me believes I bring that experience. Also, me brother, let nobody not fool anybody. When Ebola kill, we na international we call. When the war don't fit, if at the country, na international we call. Where that one day they all na me party, I work with them.
So what is your word of message to people and how they listen to you?
My word of message now today is the following. Now 12 months left for election. Una opi, una yai, una opi, una yes. Una not listen to tribalism. Una not follow money no more. That penny where the man they give una fitiai. What you need now na good job. When you get job, you get dignity. When you get job, you're able to pay school fee, you're able to pay for hospital. But you need their services then they. Not to boku gumbe dance. Look the candidates then at the eye. Let we debate in front of the public. Tell we what you one can do. Show we what you don't do for yourself. Because when you put head up man aside, if they see $1 million they pass, when I for hospital, let the chapter now. Because I don't get nothing. You need for no what the man don't do for himself. What he don't do for in community. What he don't do for in church, in mosque. Then let the man convince you, say, Abu.
Well, in name, na Dr. Kande Koloyum Kela, in a one party flag bearer aspirants, na the Sierra Leone People's Party, as he said, we don't kick starting campaign for the flag bearer election with a jog yesterday. We do from Kontitigi to Lumley Beach. The program, Good Morning Salon, they continue.
Well, would they talk to again another flag bearer aspirant who happened for the 2012 flag bearer for the Salon People's Party, retired Brigadier Julius Madabio, inside one exclusive interview with Radio Democracy, don't say, after we in party go don't elect him as flag bearer, and he win the next general election inside 2018, education, health, agriculture, corruption and other thing them go be the top priority in our agenda for make sure say Salon go before. Julius Madabio talk this to Radio Democracy Mohammed Sherif after some time back where the SLPP be all in different level election them. But some people in the same party not agree with certain area them where later take the matter go na court. But this Madabio first start for talk about the reason them for the Turner Bond, Moyamba, Kabbalah and other side them.
As a politician, me, I believe say I for always there with the people. One, for check what didn't happen. Two, for say thank you, because a lot of people then they really don't get elected and they don't declare for me. And for always re-energize the party base as we get prepared for 2018 elections.
As much as you visit delegates then, yes, still some people and they we still get issues with regards to the lower level elections we don't lead una to court. One go look at and say, it really not timely.
Well, for the past 3 years, we don't in a court. If not that, politics not go on. And the one the way they take in a court, no say, political matters then, not to things the way they care go in a court and get a favorable result. Since the last convention, then they contest and refuse for subject themselves to the existing party structure, we've been legally elected. Me, they deal with that structure because one, not the only means that by which we can get the party activities moving. Me believe, say, if we believe in the rule of law, we always for subject ourselves to any legal structure, not to for challenge them, especially who don't challenge them at the highest court of the land, and then don't tell we say, yes, that body is legal, and I will for deal with it. And without exhausting the various remedies and possibilities within the party, they don't care who going to court again. Me no go sit down, say, I no go come out and talk to people. The matter there before the court, then go rule, and then, of course, as law-abiding citizens, we go follow within the court. Say.
2-3 people within the alliance, for example, don't they raise concern, say, the message of peace calling them for consider and discourse about the issues them we then get as concern. They look at and say, you call really not genuine because initially you be don't talk, say, peace go only can at the SLPP after the National Delegate Convention.
Well, not to so, I be don't say. I say sustainable peace. Once we dey in contact, protest, we no go ever get that sort of unity. Because even the one day where they make the hypocrisy say they get an alliance, if you ask them now, there's a lot of disputes in there. They not agree on who that forbidden leader. Serious problems, as you know, it go on. Now, only when the party elect one leader, now this I really mean, and we all refer to that person in a free and fair process, then everybody else, when a SAPP is expected for accept that leader, and that is when peace will come about, sustainable peace. But more talk say now that I've been saying. But now, the election or governance is about people. The people of this country, the people of our party, they all they look up to we. Every side we will go, all man they put pressure. If I've been saying, it not go be until after the election, but then the people, we for be at the center of everything we will do as leaders. They insist on having whatever, you know, definition we give to this peace. Me, I'm ready to go with it. I don't...
Well, that's na retired Brigadier Julius Madabio in the one party aspirant them for the Salon People's Party and Sef, the flag bearer for the 2012 election for the Salon People's Party. But they talk inside that interview day with Mohammed Sherif, also be they talk about the peace process and how they for come together and make peace in the party. Will they continue the program? Good morning, Salon.
And we go look at message on the go up now Facebook page and also na the number 0779-81981. The first one we'll look at now, Facebook page from Kebi. He say, this office not just duplication of responsibility. We have the youth ministry and the youth commission.
This other one, we don't come now the program on the issue of the donation with the Freetown Rotary Club go give to the aged. They say, supporting the aged is very timely simply because they rely on donation for their survival. It was a timely support. They come out from Mystic Naduazak.
From Mudin Molai Conte, now Facebook page, say, good morning, Radio Democracy. I want to make una tell presidential youth, say, government's responsibility for create job. And what about the one them we they graduate every year? Government will provide job for them.
This other one, we don't come now the program, says Sierra Leone needs to empower its young people to increase their ability to personally influence what is happening in their lives and communities. Involve youth in government's decision-making processes, which includes involving young people in the planning and delivery of services that interest and impact upon them. Equipping young people with skills so they can increasingly contribute to decision-making and instigate matters for government consideration, thereby creating the opportunities for young people to become more involved in their communities. That is called enabling environment, sir. The well-delivered promise of President Kuma is not visible among young people. Mr. Youth Aid, the private sector should create the space, but it's the government that makes policies favorable. Action past intention. They come out from Brain Box.
This one say, Mr. Conte, I hope you will work across no tribalism, regionalism, but you will work towards the interests of young people in Sierra Leone. This one come up from Theophilus Madakena.
This one say, Mr. Ali Conte, how have you championed the issues of young people since your appointment, and what is the impact you have created? They come out from MB Kalona Locos.
This one's from Abdurrahman Kaba. Say, proud of you, my brother, Ali Conte, keep it up, from Abdurrahman Kaba in California.
This other one, we don't come na the program this morning. He say, Mr. Conte is enjoying a political compensation. The presidential youth aid is doing nothing in addressing youth problem. The youth are really suffering. God help Mama Salon. They come out from Father Bakish.
From Kebigen, our Facebook page, say you cannot create a job without teaching them about the type of job that they needed. It's one of the major issues in Sierra Leone. Everyone thinks that FBC is the only way to succeed in life. The government needs to find a way to connect with the youth. They only come close during election period.
This other one on the SLRSA studio, do side and go open the office na Kailan. He say, it's a good thing SLRSA is trying to decentralize its office and functions by opening district offices. A quicker way could be by having an online application approach, and once the license are ready, they could be collected from these district offices. This will mean this district office will be collection point, so there won't be need for huge operation cost.
Abdullahi Dumbuya, they say, keep it up, Comrade Ali Conte. We have no doubts in you and your capacity in serving the youth of Sierra Leone.
This other one who don't come to the program say, Mr. Ali Conte is a young man who is determined, focused, and ready to push the issues of the youth.
This one says, Mr. Ali Conte, how have you championed the issues of young people since your appointment? What is the impact that you have created? This one comes from MB Kalona Locust.
This one on the issue of the health of the Salon Ambassador at China is say, 98.1, people are trying to destroy the image of our man. Please, Mr. Koma, get well soon. We love you and God bless you, sir. It come out from Rugia to Namalama.
This one says, Radio D, I'm really worried about the way our politics is going. It is very surprising to hear that even the illness of a fellow Sierra Leonean, other people celebrate because of politics. This is really serious from Castino Nalunge.
This other one again on Ambassador Petito in health issue. He say, I wish you a speedy recovery, Mr. Almami Petito. This they come out from Kindamakago.
Mr. Presidential Youth Aid, is the killing of youth in Kavala null and void or both case?
This other one who don't come to the program say, Ali Conte, you are the best. With your appointment as Presidential Youth Aid, our problems are solved. They come out from Adel Karim.
98.1, please, we want to know the arrears of the Presidential Youth Aid.
This other one, we don't come na the program, say, during the State of Youth report launched by UNDP, President Koma vowed to nurture an unempowered youth population that can lead to a change in the destiny of Sierra Leone. But up till now, Sierra Leone has among the fastest growing numbers of young workers living on less than $1 per day. About 80% of the country's youth population is unable to earn enough to lift themselves and their families above the $2 per day poverty level. Less than 50% of young workers in Sierra Leone receive payments for their labor, compared with 2/3 of adults. In addition, most private companies pay between $30 to $37 per month as basic salary. Say now at the Yeri, but the youth village for train young people. Same story always.
This one, the last one we'll take for now, say Presidential Youth Aid is just about creating jobs for those who are members of the ruling government. They are expanding the expenditure base of our country. How can the austerity measures be effective? Well, from the messages, we will cover to we guests, but first, they will take Wakabots. After that, we will can and we guests will comment on the message we want to send at the program.
I'm not coming again. Hey, I'm a middle appear. Now, I hate people and they talk this and they talk that one day. I want that in family with fitting and then get. I want that in family with fitting and then cock. They go and talk to it. And then get all that land to be an American embassy. So, evacuating that you are about here, now that they did have a book all the house there with the day. This flop me much, my in. Waiting. I mean, you they go cat, then you get all the land, then they. I mean, you are you get nothing for you. Who's that people that don't build their land at all? Now they you they go, they let them go broke all the house, then they. I really want to see them. Now that no more that you are about to wait for. I really want in fact TJ me they go to the place for go look the place and see how the place there. I can't imagine this my head. What is I they go walk at the place today, let us waiting the happen. One great family for claim ownership of land in a saloon. Anyway, Lago watch there and she waiting there up and then tomorrow I come for can talk me talk. I na show politics danger. Oh yeah, I think that then danger will be the thing she meet there for going to politics. Na show politics danger too. Man just sick no more, you go to hospital for go make check, let the man admit. Oh, Shalom. I think that Shalom politics sweet. Man just go at it. Man just, if you see where man then they pray now. Then they not the leading one. That then they not the old daddy got to say waiting. But they go to check up now hospital. The next thing you know they do. Now for let you pray, let the man admit today. No politics. I don't want to tell me say politics now. Na Clinton. Na tiwa no believe. Fatu a don't begin here and so. Man in the go scatter and use the man stick. He admits. We be say no. Anyway, at the anti election date not come out yet. We election date come on. Now go see plenty thing. Anyway, na go me go before so. To Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Miss Universe, you try. I think you try. Number one, you broke record. You be the first alone pot. You will go there. Number two, I think, you know, you expose yourself and the country. Number three, you will make. I mean, you try your own best. So I want to tell you congratulations. Although the last 13, you don't make up. But I think you try. Mm-hmm. You try. You really, really try. And I hope to other people that way you can and go give the support. Then people that way you go compete with. So then get academy for them thing and they expose. I think if you not come on here now, plan you go. But anyway, you try. Mm-hmm. You try still and you do your best. Mm-hmm. And like I tell you, remember what me they tell you no, about what local content policy we're not able to produce? I tell them, they argue me. Then be they talk to them and lie me the lie. Well, right now, now they talk to them, they don't go buy machine them for able to meet the demand. If we no be able to meet the demand, you know, we no need for buy machine. Look at the local content policy, that's the way they work, where they do their best. Anyway, tomorrow I go analyze that. Me, not the honorable that you work about.
Program Good Morning Salon, they continue. Before we cover to we guest in the studio for comments on the message we don't send, I just want to bring this to on a notice. 4th February 2017, the Red Carpet VIP event, supporting achievements and success in collaboration with FC Johansson and Ovation TV and Magazine. Special guest appearance, stand-up comedian Godons from Nigeria. Performing artists, Cayman, Alonzo, Fantasy, Block Jones, CJ, and Wahid. MC, Ibrahim Kamara, a.k.a. IBK. DJ, Douglas Davis, a.k.a. Double D. Venue, Country Lodge, Hill Station, 8 p.m. Dress, Glamour. So be part of this event on the 4th of February, the Red Carpet VIP event. And special guest, now the stand-up comedian from Nigeria, Godons, and other artists and from Sierra Leone, self, could be part of them.
All right, to the continuing program, and now the Kanto studio guest, Ali Conte, Presidential Youth Aid for Lego, answer to the text message that we come to the program.
Yeah, first and foremost, I want to appreciate the music we una play. We call on the youth man, them say, let them move. You know, instead of sitting on the park, listening to everybody talk, let them move, for go find something for do. This now the same message we talk to with young people. And the one that we contribute, we send messages, them I appreciate them so much. I get one way, say, the creation of the office of the presidential duty, they say, a duplication of responsibility. I just want for tell that person, they say, too many hands make work lighter. The issues of young people in this country, we don't see us to a point that the president demand necessary for come with a lot of players them so that we see how best we go attend for address the issues of young people. And the fact of the matter is some young people and they listen and some don't begin take the call where His Excellency the President don't call for the young people and for be more disciplined, for be more proactive and for learn new skills. Or don't they see more young people and now they get jobs them, especially in the private sector and other institutions them. And the one way MB Kalon, they say the impact we me don't create since they appoint me. The thing where I will say now that MB Kalon go they follow the activities them where the presidential duty the office don't they do. I don't they get young people and where don't they listen and don't they follow me calls them, especially for economic diversification. Instead of if you don't they call for let government can give you job, you self with your education, try for create ways where you able employ your company them. Go to a Regent Village, we get young groups and they where they form an agricultural organization. Kelia and Noah Conte agricultural organization. Then they na Gloucester, and then they do very well in agriculture. The National Youth Councils recently they don't go all over the country for engage the youth councils them for go into agriculture. This now some of the impact they would on the try for do. Then also the other caller they ask say the president they don't promise the young people them, and they know they say invisibly the government they create the enabling environment for let young people them take advantage of that environment. Just few months ago in November, the Ministry of Youth Affairs where they've been coordinated a program where His Excellency the President go launch where now the National Youth Service Scheme. You know, say, don't they get problem of people where they graduate? Where you graduate, you want to go find work, then they ask you, forget 3 years working experience. At the end of the day, you don't get the experience, you find a difficult forget job. So the government now don't decide, say, any graduate where any student where they graduate from college for go on a national voluntary youth service scheme where at the end of the day, you get the experience, then you go get for can get the job where you need. Then programs and they all day in place for the government they do. Then when they talk to the young people again, when they say jobs for no graduate, go to the National Youth Commission, where now the department and under the youth ministry are responsible for create programs and for young people. Go there and get the graduate internship program where young people over hundreds we can graduate. They go and they go learn work through them things the things the way the National Youth Commission they do. Just go out there, you go do a survey. You know how many young people wouldn't benefit from that particular program. Then the other person they say the champion of the issues of young people, he said nothing has been done in addressing these things. Me, I just want to say, well, I appreciate the young people and their way they listen, because the president always on the tell we say, in they always they call on the young people for let will be more positive in we activities the way they do. I guess you now agree with me now say, the kind halahala will be done the kind problems and the violence will not say don't, but it don't, we don't minimize them, and the young people and on they listen, and we go continue for talk to them, because like what we say, the country they would admire and the world today, then still they get problem with young people, but it at a minimal scale. So we self now they continue for talk. So we young people away now the activities and I want them back home vigorously for ensure say nationwide we talk to young people for listen and let them be more patriotic, let them see how best they bring development to their communities.
All right, that's now the voice of Ali Conte in a presidential youth aid. He don't dinner the program this morning. He don't talk about so many things them we get for do with the affairs of youth them. But Mr. Conte, one other thing we don't be great concern from youth them, now that during politics them and we all know now that's what they fastly approach now. Now young people are more can involve in violence, and most of the time them now them politicians can use during them campaign them. Waiting at the things them way una the youth sector na salon don they put now together as campaign message for ensure say youth them not involved in violence.
Yes, as I talk to you now, when I get to the office I meet with the Secretary General for the All Political Parties Youth Association when I'm Moses Wule. We be done recent meeting where we get na my office now that let we see how best we get a plan of action as young people and the political parties there for see how best we would start for go out to the communities them, especially the communities them way people and I like saying this now the violent prone communities them where they go get the project proposal, let I look at them and see how best we as young people are the political arena we able to work together and go talk to we young people out there. Because if you see Ali as APC and you see me they interact with ADP, you ain't a supporter out there, no get no justification for go chuck post or for go cause posting because of him political belonging. This the politics now for be a game of hearts and minds. We will continue for go out there and they together as young political parties leaders there and go talk to we young people out there say politics not a war, politics not a game of hearts and minds. So from here we'll let me in the meeting at the office and look at the program we happy I don't put together.
So quickly just in passing, because you there now this morning you were to cap them, let me talk about the APC Youth League. We see this BNT when I don't they announce date for on our convention mention also I will see people will get interest for the APC Youth League president be don't they come out openly and campaign, but all of a sudden that just go down the drain again. When exactly now they plan for come up with a convention also now they go get new president?
Yes, now because of one or two activities we make we postpone that we particular program the, but we don't decide for meet again as an executive and we don't get a date and the venue now the same. March 23rd when at the anniversary of the APC National Youth League, 9 weeks ago, all we conference, na put lock or the same venue, all the items, na the agenda, not change the speakers, and will be the same. All activities where we be done previously announced, it remain the same. The only thing na that the dates na in change. Instead of October, we will be holding now, na March 23rd, 24th, and 25th, na the same hall by Bure Hall, where na the hall now, and the way the APC party always they use for continue in governance. So na there we they go, and the same speakers. And no less a person we will chair that particular program there, but the Grand Chief Patron of the APC National Youth League winner, His Excellency the President, H.E. Dr. Anes Baikoma.
All right, thank you very much, Ali Conte, Presidential Youth Aide, for we come to the program this morning. Can talk about plenty things them we get for do with youth them welfare. We hope so we will continue for get you whenever the need arise for can talk about youth the issue in the country. Many thanks for we come to the program.
You're welcome.
Well, so they wrap up the program. Good morning, Salon, for today on edition. Plenty thank you to the production team, Alex Lawrence Koma, who produced the program, and to all the Good Morning Salon team for way them joining together for let the program reach you. Don't forget for listening to We Midday Show at 12. 7 o'clock will be time for We National News. At 9, we other current affairs program within the B. So to meet back, me na Khadija Bangura, they say, have you get yourself a lovely day.
And me na Metsi say, continue for listening. At 12 o'clock, we get Midday Show. And at 7, Salon News, another program that I have for you throughout the day. So continue for listening.